2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
The death of former UK Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher prompted David Todd to assess on the Hyperbola blog the Iron Lady's contribution to the country's spaceflight sector during her time in office in the 1980s. Thatcher's record was mixed, he writes. As a chemistry graduate, she was known to have an interest in science. However, she and her ministers refused to openly support a UK space program apart from a small contribution to the European Space Agency. On the Dew Line Defense blog, Dave Mahamdar has an illustration of the FA-XX sixth-generation fighter concept Boeing unveiled at the Navy League Sea Air Space Exposition in Washington, D.C. The tailless twin-engine stealth fighter design, which the manufacturer is pitching at the U.S. Navy, comes in manned and unmanned options. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. British Airways' first Airbus A380 has been rolled out of the airframer's paint facility at Hamburg following the application of its full livery. The aircraft MSN-95 and the first long-haul Airbus for the UK carrier is due to be delivered to BA in July. BA says the Rolls-Royce Trent 900-powered aircraft has had its 469-seat cabin installed and will be flown to Toulouse for final checks before handover. Its livery includes some 10,000 individual dots on the tail fin to produce the effect of the Union flag. A Cathay Pacific Airways Airbus A330's forward passenger door was ripped off after a rear air bridge at Hong Kong International Airport collapsed on April 7th. The incident happened at around 1800 local time after all 262 passengers had boarded flight CX532 bound for Nagoya. The aircraft, with registration BHLF, had its airframe built in 1995. Boeing has dispatched maintenance teams to Japan, where they are standing by to retrofit a new battery containment system on the grounded 787 aircraft of All Nippon Airways and Japan Airlines. When the new containment system is certified by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration and the Japan Civil Aviation Bureau, the teams can commence retrofitting the aircraft, says a Boeing spokesman. He did not provide details about the number of Boeing personnel involved or how many aircraft will receive the battery containment retrofit simultaneously. Each retrofit is expected to take 4 to 5 days, he does add. An ANA spokeswoman says the carrier is aware of the Boeing team's presence in the country, but that the teams have not touched the aircraft yet. The UK Royal Air Force's ability to deliver air transport and in-flight refueling services ventured into a new era on April 10, 2012, when a military-adapted version of the Airbus A330 took off from Breeze Norton Air Base in Oxfordshire to perform its first operational flight. 12 months on, and a three-strong fleet of renamed Voyagers have transported more than 30,000 passengers and around 2,300 tons of freight, as the RAF's 10th Squadron and the Air Tanker Services Company, responsible for introducing an eventual 14 of the type, continue to expand their capabilities. Comprising two aircraft placed on the UK military register as ZZ330 and commercially registered GVYGG, the trio has flown almost a combined 1,900 hours and 543 sectors by late March,